Welcome, Soul Tribe, to Deep Soul Awakenings with your hosts, Chasity Ryan and Millie Franco. Get ready to shed some light on the unspoken aspects of spiritual and healing journeys.
What's up, y'all? It's Millie from Deep Soul Awakenings. Welcome to this week's episode. So usually when I go into this, I have like bullet points of whatever it is that I want to talk about. But today I decided that I'm just going to go with it and speak from my heart. So here it goes. I feel like when I talk on here a lot, you know, and more so recently, I always talk about just the value of elders and the feeling like there was a lack of elders, and like we don't, in this lifetime for a lot of us, you know, especially living in New York City, there is a lack of elders who have a connection to nature and the earth and ancestors and even just a connection to themselves, you know, their heart space, the real energy that they are, the real person that they are. And this weekend I had the opportunity to spend the weekends with a lot of beautiful people. A lot of people who I met probably about just a little under a year ago who have managed to become some of my favorite people in this world. And it's literally because they are them. They are unapologetically themselves. And sometimes they do apologize for the things that they do or the ways that they are, but it's like such beautiful reflections that the things that they tend to apologize for are sometimes the things that inspire us. You know, these beautiful mirrors. I have such beautiful mirrors in my life. And the more that I continue to grow, the more that I see the expansion of these mirrors and of these people in my life. And it's absolutely beautiful. This weekend, I feel like I was finally able to understand that, you know, all this time that I've been fighting and just struggling sometimes with like my perception of self-worth, or, you know, I also realized that I was also putting my own projections of what a healer is supposed to be, or what someone with healing, a healing spirit, you know, just healing nature, someone who is love, was supposed to be like. And I feel like this weekend I finally got to a place where I really fucking just realized that the only person that was stopping me, the only person in my way, was me. Because I wasn't really allowing myself to be me. And I realized that for a long time, maybe not so much in the beginning when I was a kid, you know, your first relationship, you fall in love and you fall in love hard. But at some point, there was something, some projection or somebody's words that made me feel like the way that I loved was too hard. It was too much. It was overbearing. It was something that made people feel uncomfortable. So in accepting that projection, I toned myself back. And then in some of the relationships that I've been in, I've had people tell me that I was too aggressive because when I'm love, I'm loving. I love you, you know. I want to hug you. I want to tell you the beautiful things that I see about you. I want to to be there for you. I want to fucking, you know, if I'm in love with you, I want to like caress your face, look in your eyes and all the beautiful things. I am truly, like, I admit it, I am truly like a person who is in love with love. Like, I won't call myself a hopeless romantic because I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful that, you know, somewhere out there, eventually one day I'm going to find somebody that just loves everything about me and holds space for me. And while it may not make sense to the outside world, it makes perfect sense to us. But I realized that I never, for a long time, I haven't allowed myself to love, not fully, not with all of me. There's been a fear of allowing myself to do so. And this weekend, my beautiful, beautiful soul family, I just allowed myself to be me. I feel like I truly learned this weekend what it means to hold space for someone and to just allow them to be dumb. Them, not dumb, them. And hold space for the person that they are. And I realized too that, you know, something that I healed from is the need to control everything. And I saw this weekend how it could be a trigger for me. But when I centered myself, you know, and I took deep breaths and connected to my heart space, it wasn't hold space anymore. And I understood more deeply. I could hold space in a better way because I wasn't putting projections on it anymore. And I made a friend who is beautiful. His heart is beautiful. And it was the first time that I've ever exchanged energy with someone on an extremely loving level and felt safe to do so. And it just opened up the door for me to be able to just be myself and be this loving and kind-hearted person that I know that I am. And I felt so good. I felt like I was, like, I feel whole. And then I realized that the elders that I had been looking for had been right in front of me the whole time. I realized that the community that I had been praying for was with me too. And I realized that the feeling of being safe was also there. And I feel like I finally emerged out of my cocoon and turned into this beautiful butterfly. And I am so happy to be here. I'm so happy to hold this space for myself. And like, I realized too that I didn't understand what it was to find my center. You know, I didn't realize what it was to be in my heart, to be in my heart space, to find my center and to move from my center and allow myself to be love and to hold space for others and to just be me. And there's just something so powerful in that. There's something so beautiful in that. And it makes me think of all of you. These healing journeys that you're on, you know, and working on loving yourselves and understanding your intuition and letting it guide you. And as someone who's been there, someone who's felt stagnant, someone who's felt like things needed to be immediate, because I also realized that I was impatient before and I wanted things to happen right away. You know, I know what my life path is. I want it to happen now. I don't want to wait. But I realize now why I have to wait and why it has to flow organically and why I have to be patient and why for the things that I want to do and for the ways that I want to be an anchor and hold space, why it is that it needs to take time. It really made me think, you know, I truly understand what type of elder it is that I want to be and how it is that I want to hold space for the future generations, my sons. Just live my life. And it made me realize even deeper the beautiful ancestor that I want to be, watching over future generations from the stars. Today I went to the cemetery for the first time to visit my mom and my grandmother, accompanied by a beautiful friend, a beautiful mirror that I have, that I admire. Because she inspires me to just be myself and be funny and spunky and silly and just me, you know. We went and we hung out with my mom and we spoke and we danced and we were just present, connecting with nature. And we shared beautiful moments of healing. It made me think, you know, I have so much to be grateful for, so many beautiful things in my life. And there's an elder, his name is Eddie Medicine Whispers, who says that, you know, life is the real ceremony because you live it every day. And I'm in a place where I want to just find ways to connect and be in nature and be one with myself and move from my center and my heart space every day. I want to be love and love freely and be myself and exchange energy in reciprocal ways. And I tell you all of this just because I feel like, for those of you that listen, you know, you've been with me for a while. You've been with us for a while, me and Chaz too. And it's been a journey. You know, I am no longer the person that you guys met when I first started. There's so much healing that has occurred. There's so much beauty in my life. There's so many things to be grateful for. And I share all of this to let you guys know that, you know, wholeness is possible, love is possible, happiness is possible. But it starts with you. You are the root to it all. And I know sometimes we can get caught up in these victim mindsets. And we can get caught in our heads and our thoughts and spiral. But I encourage all of you, in those moments where you feel that way, where you're lost in your thoughts, lost in that place of why me, take a second to take three deep breaths into the middle of your chest, into your heart space. Connect with yourself, feel yourself, so that you can find your center and understand how it feels to move and flow and be as you. The center of you. I've said it once and I'll say it a million times again. You are the most important person in your life. The most important person. In order to hold space for the people that you love in the ways that you want to, you have to take care of yourself. Because you got to be 100% to be the love that you are. You got to take care of yourself. You got to love yourself. You have to fill up your cup before you fill up anybody else's, because you cannot pour from an empty cup. And for a lot of us, we keep pouring and pouring to the point where we only have drops left and we're still trying to give it away. It's possible to love yourself the way that you love others. It's possible to hold space for yourself in the way that you hold space for others. And it's possible to find people in this world who are kind, because that is just who they are. And it is possible to find people in this world who are love. Because at the end of the day, minus the bullshit, minus the trauma, minus all of it, that's who we are. We are love. We've always been love. And we were born worthy of it. We were born worthy of abundance. We were born worthy of living a life that is beautiful. And as with everything, there are ups and downs, there are waves. But even in the waves, it's possible to see the beauty at times. And as someone who has lived a life where I have always been so worried about others, I've consistently put others before myself to the point where I had forgotten what it was to take care of myself or put myself first, or even what it was to feel beautiful. It is possible to shift all of that. It is possible to shift all of those perspectives and look in the mirror and see the light that you are radiating out. So I encourage all of you, please, please keep doing the work. Keep loving yourself. Keep learning. Keep understanding. Keep remembering everything that you are, because everything that you are is beautiful. And everything that you are is love. And I know that I promised I would keep with the awareness, but I feel like today I want to mention someone. I feel like today I just want to talk about beautiful things. And I say this to say that when you really look at indigenous cultures, when you really look at indigenous traditions, you know, for me, I've been learning a lot about Navajo traditions and Taino traditions and Arawak, which is also Taino, but you know what I mean, and the Hopi tribes in Hawaii, beautiful Hawaiian traditions, spirit of aloha, just the breath, everything. There is so much beauty that is taught. There is so much light that is taught. There is so much connection. Connection to self, connection to the ancestors, connection to everything that is. And it is so empowering. Because it empowers you to be you. It empowers you to honor the things that are felt, that sometimes cannot be seen, but also to honor those beautiful things that can be seen, like the beautiful, like our beautiful Mother Earth, the moon, the sun, the stars. There's so much beauty within it. There's so much beauty in its people. I just really want to acknowledge that. There's love in the music. There's love in the songs. There's love in the dance. And I feel like that is what's shared with the world. That is what they seek to share with the world. That is what I seek to share with the world. So I encourage all of you out there, if you know where your ancestry is from, or you even know just where you are from or where you were born, find out more about it. Find out more about the land. Find out more about the sacred spaces, the beautiful places where our ancestors connected, held ceremony. There's power in knowing where you come from. There's power in knowing the love of the ancestors. And this power is for everyone. This love is for everyone. Especially all of you. We'll do the work every day. We'll push every day. Pick themselves up even when the moments get hard and they are in darkness. And they find their light and they call their power back. And they make it through. With love, with gratitude. Because the path leads to wholeness. It leads to happiness. It leads back to you. With that, I say that I love you all so, so much. Until next time, take care of yourselves. Don't forget to show yourself some grace. Peace.
Thanks for listening to this episode and continuing on this journey with us. Be sure to join our growing communities on Facebook and Instagram. We can't wait to have you back with us next week. Thank you for allowing us to be your voice. Until next time, remember to take care and be kind to yourself.